Today's daf in Masechet Nedarim is bittersweet. Ay, ay, ay. It's telling us goodbye. And Tzadik Aleph, say, I guess we're being forced to go further into Nazir. Well, but we don't have to listen because it says, Ko mashi omar lecha balabayit asei chutz mitzeh. So then that means that this daf is really not binding, right? If we wanted to stay here forever, all right, we'll get to work. So today's daf in Masechet Nedarim is daf Tzadik Aleph, and we're in the middle of an analysis of what type of things a woman is believed when she says, and this would be nogea, her receiving a get and also a ksuva, and the issue of what kind of things she would not be believed. Now, we've spoken about societal changes that impact our determination of what kind of things are believable. And it turns out that the three things that are in our Mishnah were differences between the time of the Mishnah Rishena and the time of the Mishnah Achrena, so that originally a woman would be believed about something that at the time was too embarrassing for her to bring up if it wouldn't have been true, and therefore if she would say that she were raped. I mean, what woman would say she was raped if she hadn't been raped? And therefore, in that case, she would have been believed. And furthermore, if she says that her husband can't ejaculate properly, so because of that, she would never want to mention something so intimate. And therefore, if she's forced to, in order to present the case the best, and for her demanding a divorce because she needs to have children for her old age, so we assume she wouldn't have put herself in that kind of situation. And also a woman who swears off sex forever, literally swears off. We're not talking about an English expression, swears off. We're talking about over here the Isser of Nedarim. So over there we say that it must be that she's having a lot of pain and that she can't handle it. And therefore, for the other reason, we can't push her into a position in which she's suffering. That's what we said originally. Then we decided that nowadays that's not the case, and that the very fact that the woman might actually want to get out of a marriage and might have been turned on by somebody else, so because of that, she's going to have to bring a raya to any of these things. We had a whole discussion of why it is we will not believe her. Is that Mi'ikra Din? Did the Rabbonin make a takana to be oiken and Nisuim HaRishonim and therefore make certain that she wasn't Asura to him anyway, which is the way the Ran understands it? Is it a actual real chashad that most of the time this is what is happening and that these are not real tainas and so on? That's what we've been discussing until now. By the way, I must tell you that it is not all that unusual just for a woman to be a little bit nuts. In other words, there are not that unusually women that believe that they've been sleeping with somebody else, even though they haven't. And this is, some type of a drive to fantasizing or whatever. I mean, I've actually seen such cases. And they want to get out of from under the marriage. And in the end, the psychological tipul, changes their perception of what happened. But these kind of things are, people's minds are very weird. So now the question is, besides the issues of embarrassment to herself, embarrassment to speaking about things that aren't normally spoken about, the extent of desire to get out of a marriage, we also have a new issue that we're going to introduce today, which influences the belief of a woman's taina. And that, if you recall, we've had many times, that a chazaka she'in isha me'iza paneha. So something that she knows, that her husband knows, isn't true, for her to say straight to his face and just brazenly lie, we also have a chazaka. And that, of course, brings us back into the sugya again, because what it is that we've assumed all along is that she will not be me'iza paneha, and here it seems that these intimate issues she's discussing is something that she is ready to be me'iza paneha. So let's take a look at today's sugya. And start with the Iboilu, about one third of the way down. Iboilu, how about Amrala Ba'ala Geirashtani? Mao. That's something that we haven't discussed yet. So suppose straight out she says to her husband, you divorced me. Is that something that would be believable? Would she even be able to collect her ksuva on that basis? Because remember, we were derish the lashon of the ksuva. And the ksuva says b'feirush, l'kishetinas'ila acher titli mashekatuv lechi, which means that at the moment that we will be matir you to marry somebody else, then you will automatically be able to be zeicha in this ktuva, which means we're not going to be able to separate out, unless, of course, there was a reason for her to be mafsir her ktuva, like, you know, she was an adulteress, whatever, but otherwise, she ought to be able to collect, and if on the basis of her heter, she's going to collect, and that means that when she says gerashtani, it's referring both to the fact that she can get married, and then by definition, to collect the ksuva of the original marriage. So what will be the din over there? So my question is, there's two ways of looking at it. Rav Amnuna says, well, look at our sugya, Tashma. Ha'omeret me'a ani lecha. Okay, now what's the din over there? So according to the Mishnah Achrona, she's not believed. But why is she not believed? Because she is able to lie about that, because she knows that her husband has no idea whether she was raped or not. But in the case of Gerashtani, we're over there, he knows perfectly well that she is brazen-faced lying. So in that case, we do believe her. Why? Chazaka eini sham izapaneha bifnei ba'ala. Ad kidei kach, to have that level of brazenness in his face that she wouldn't have. And therefore, if she's ready to do that, binosaf, the points that we've had until now, which are that embarrassing things that a person would normally not bring up, the fact that she does bring up once upon a time meant that we believe her. Today, it means absolutely nothing. And as unfortunately anybody who reads the news knows. And here, we've added a new issue. And that is that face-to-face brazen lies, we assume she's not going to do. Whereas Rava says, I would suggest maybe just the opposite. Adarava. Even according to the Mishnah Rishena, where over there she is believed, the reason that she was believed in saying that I am Asura to you is because of the fact that at that point, people would not have said something that was so embarrassing to themselves. That's all that we were willing to say. But over here in this case, Zimnin de Tokifla min Gavra. So Tokifla min Gavra has two possibilities. Tokifla min Gavra means that she is furious with her husband about something that he did. And a woman who's furious, remember, hell has no fury. And therefore, I mean, she will do anything. She'll lie, she'll yell, she'll say anything she wants. Again, as unfortunately we know just from reading the news. So whatever it is that she can accuse him of, she'll accuse him of. So in that case, why shouldn't she barefaced lie? That's not the same as embarrassment to herself. It's two different issues. I don't understand how you could possibly bring a riot from here. I would have said just the opposite. Tainas Rava. So I feel the Mishnah Rishona, Diktani Mehemna, that's because Lo Avida Levizuya Nafsha. She wouldn't do something to embarrass herself. Aval Hacha, the Zimnin de Tokiflon Min Gavra, why not? Me'iza u Me'iza. So now this brings us to the case of Ashamayim Beini Levinecha, which sounds like that the belief over here is because of the issue of embarrassment. So that when that changes, then we don't believe her. That's what we said. So originally, Shamayim Beini Levinecha, which is a complaint about his ejaculation, is no longer relevant. But that seems to be saying the opposite of what we're saying now. Masiv Rav Misharsha. Hashamayim beini leveinecha, of the way we viewed it, the Mishnah Rishena, where we said, well, the idea over there is that she's believed because she would basically not want to say something that would embarrass her. That seems to be against what Rava is saying. Because here, Achad let Lucky Sufa, Vikatani, Dimnehemna, we see that she is believed, even though it's not something that is in, that is at least a disgrace. I mean, she may be embarrassed to talk about it, but I mean, is it really a disgrace? Yes, Rava holds that she has to, in that case, the Bezdin's going to confront her. She can't walk in and say, Shamayim Beni Levi. I say, what the hell are you talking about, woman? What kind of Shamayim Beni? Well, ooh, ah, ee, ooh. And she finally has to come out with it that she doesn't like the way he ejaculates. She can't even say that to the Bezdin. So because of that, it is viewed, essentially, Lo Sagila, she's not going to get through this case unless she openly describes Eino Yorek Achetz. And she finds that very embarrassing. So what we meant before when we say that it doesn't bring Kisufa does not necessarily mean it's disgraceful to her. It just means she can't bring herself to talk about it. And therefore, Ilo Ita Tkidika Amra, if it would not be true what she was saying. So it's true that it doesn't reflect badly on her, but it's still, in her mind, disgraceful to discuss such things in public. Okay, well, what about the other case? What about Hashamayim Beini Levinech according to the Mishnah Achreina? According to the Mishnah Achreina, we say over there that she's not believed because all she needs to do is join a Me Too group about husbands who are poor ejaculators. There must be a group like that, right? And therefore, that itself should be a tiyuf to the Rav Amnuna. Because Rav Amnuna says that anything that he knows about, she is not going to have the chutzpah to brazenly lie to his face. And over here, ha-hocha, diyoda hi ubala yadaba. So now in this case, she knows, and if she's lying about it, he knows that she's lying. So, and nonetheless, it says that she's not believed. But you claim that anything that is brazen, that she's not me'izip of neha, so how in the world can she brazenly deny his performance? Because of Rabbi Nuna says, look, she says to herself, in this case as well, that's exactly what she's saying to herself. Look, I didn't say he doesn't sleep with me, did I? I didn't say he doesn't ejaculate, did I? That he knows. But he doesn't really know. He thinks he's doing a good job. So he doesn't really know about whether his ejaculate is Yorek Echetz. I know that better than him. So Nehi Debeviya Yada, he knows whether or not he slept with me, but Yorek Echetz Miyada. So he's not going to be able to feel that I'm necessarily a chutzpanyak and lying to his face. He thinks to himself, you know, maybe I'm not as good as I think I am. And that she's right. So in that case, we don't have the chazaka than eini shameiza paneha, umishomachi mishakra. And therefore, in such a case, she would be willing to be mishakeret. So now, this idea of belief, of where it's clear that she is saying something that is a bizoyant for her, we have some interesting cases that are similar to the issues that we had in the Mishnah. There was a certain case of a woman who kol yoma detashmish mekadma mashia yada legavra. So she, every morning after she would have relations with her husband the night before, in the morning she would bring him water to wash his hands so that he could be mevarech in the morning and so on. Anyway, one morning she brings him, as was her habit, she brings him water, and he looks at her and says, I don't understand. I mean, we didn't do anything last night. Why are you bringing me water? Oh my gosh, he says. Well, if it weren't you, it must have been one of the Avon men. Somebody sure did. So this is like a pretty sneaky way of bringing in the fact that she's saying, it must have been the Ahuloi. Ahuloi is Aha, like Alo, you know, one of the people that are selling these spices. Must have been one of those guys, the Avahocha, Idna. Oh, yeah, he was there at night in Antlo, Dillam and On. I mean, if it wasn't you, maybe it was one of them. So what's the din? And here we're talking about where the husband is a Kohen, and if he's a Kohen, so then even though she would be considered to be an Anusah, because she thought that this was her husband, but then she would actually be Asurah him. Rav Nachman, no siri. Just because this was presented in such a clever way does not mean in the least that she's not sneaky enough to do this if she wants out of the marriage. So, you could completely ignore her statements. She's probably has got her eyes on another guy. But let by Mishasha Bemila, you need to pay zero attention to what it is that she's saying. Doesn't mean a darn thing. Even though that, I mean, the Ron brings over here that, well, you know, I mean, he, vis-a-vis himself, perhaps in some of these cases we're going to have, should, if he's Chayshish, I mean, so, and he has Yira Shamayim, I mean, he wouldn't want to remain with her if maybe she's really Asura to him. So again, I have to tell you that in cases that I have seen or personally been involved in terms of the determining what to do in these cases, I mean, there was absolutely no reason for the guy to divorce her. It was completely and totally imaginary. So that it's not so poshut to be machmir in such cases about, because you're chayshish, maybe she's telling the truth. People find it very difficult to believe that other people can imagine things to such an extent. It's because of that, you know, people always say to themselves, well, why would she say it if it weren't true, you know? And that's absolutely not the case. And because of that, it's not so poshut that even in terms of being machmir, if he likes his wife, and he would like to have her cured, he ought to at least attempt some type of psychological help. Ha'i itita, lo avi b'dicha daita b'hadigava. There was a guy, there was a woman who was in a very bad state of mind with her husband. So he said to her, like, what are you coming down on me so hard this morning? Man, oh man, like, what did I do? What did you do? She said, you put me through hell last night. Me'olam lo tzartan b'derech eretz ki ayidna. I mean, you know, I mean, it's one thing to have intimate relations. I mean, I don't know what you were going about last night, but I think maybe you're Shimshon HaGibor. I mean, you put me through hell. I can't live with a guy like that. So he looks at her and says, whoa, what are you talking about? I didn't touch you last night. Oh, says she, this one's even smarter. Oh, says she, well, I guess if it wasn't you, you know, it could have been one of those guys that had come around selling kerosene last night. Might have been one of those guys, you know. So if it's not you, Iantlo, it must have been one of them who was pretending to be you. Oh my gosh. So once again, Reb Nachman says, pay no attention to the sneaky woman. This is all imaginary. She made up the whole thing, I guarantee you. And therefore, even though it looks like it's Mesiach Lefi Tuma, totally, right? Like, okay, wow, I'm like shocked, how could that be? But Lomaisa, even that, we assume that she's capable of doing. Okay, let's try it a little bit more so that we'll have less left for Tu Bishvat. I think Barney has been pushing us for Tu Bishvat in the Dorim. See him. I wonder whether that was in the last cycle, you know. I just got a message this morning from Jeff Dworkin. So he listens to both the previous way we did Nadarim and this year's Nadarim. And he says that it's absolutely uncanny that Barnea says exactly the same things on the same daf in every cycle. How is that possible? But he doesn't know that Barnea has notes. He looks into the notes. So it's not as uncanny as it appears.
Okay. We had a siyum at David Solomon's on Tu Bishvat, right, 7 years ago.
Oh, gosh, he's going to kill me. I don't know David hiding here somewhere, if he's hiding.
No, he's overseas.
Oh.
Right? There was a Shiva Saminim a Suda, but I think it was also a Siam on the Shvat at his house.
Wow.
They could say the Moed or something. We have
beautiful. Okay, anyway, so here's another cute story. But, I mean, the truth is that this actually... Okay, we could start the story, but, I mean, you don't finish the story until the end of the second, which we don't want to do. Okay, so there was this adulterer, you know, Noef, and he was in the house of this guy. Oh, sorry, no, I'm sorry. We didn't do the first story. Okay, good, then... You know, this one we can finish completely. So it was a guy who was like, he said, snuck in. He was all alone in the house with the wife of the Balabayit. So the husband came in suddenly, all out to marry the Beite, and this guy, he panics, and he jumps through the window, because it wasn't a window, it was like a partition that was made with chutzah badav, you know, like the palm branches, and he jumps right through them and runs off. So now the question is, does the husband have to assume that his wife had been sleeping with this guy? Oh, my Rava, no, the wife is actually muteret, because if he really had relations with her, so then he wouldn't have jumped through the window where everybody could see him. Instead, he would have hid out. So, imi'ita da'avad isura, irchusa havi marchis. Because what it was over here, this machlokis, by the way, aposkim, what did the woman say? How relevant is that? Because if she says here that she is a surah to him, so now the question is, what is the additional evidence that this guy was there and he jumps through the window, is that enough for us to say that in that case, she would be ne'emenet, in which case it doesn't have to have anything to do with Kohanim, obviously, because it would be a surah stam, even to Yisrael. So Rav Taina, that if he actually would have been sleeping with this man's wife, then he wouldn't have want to be seen. So the very fact that he's just embarrassed and he's running out means that he's not on that level of embarrassment that it should be that the guy knows he's been sleeping with his wife. So his mind would have instantly responded in different ways. Here he was caught trying to sleep with the guy's wife, so he runs. In the other case, if he had actually been sleeping with her, so then it's a completely different level of relationship and feeling about the husband. He doesn't want the husband to know about the relationship, so then he would have been hiding out better. And the next case is really a fun case, but I guess we should leave that for the end of the Masechet. Gives us a cute story to look forward to. We had a lot of very awkward situations that made it appear to a husband that his wife was carrying on with somebody else. And so the case that we're up to is Ahu Garvadava Maharzik Bebeta. There was a guy who was alone in a house, someone else's house, he and that guy's wife, Hu Veintita. And all of a sudden the husband came home because he had left the keys to the office at home. They were not expecting him to come home. So when the door opens up, this guy jumps through the window, or they had over there a wall that was made out of chutzah that you could just part it and jump out. And the husband sees this guy all of a sudden jumping out of the window from his bedroom. Now that seems to be a little suspicious, you would admit. So the question is he correct in assuming that his wife had actually been having relations with him? So Rava says, itata sharia. No, there's no problem. Now, remember, there's really no problem anyway, because the only time that a woman is asura because of raglayim ladavar is in the case of sota. When it says over here, as Tosis explains, that his wife is muteret, what it means is that there's no need for him to feel that he wants to be machmir on himself and to give her a get, but she's certainly not going to be able to escape the consequences of divorcing her, right? Okay, but it means he doesn't have to worry about it. Psychologically, Rava says there's no question about it. This woman is muteret. Because if they were actually sleeping together, this guy would never have jumped out of the window. He would have actually hid under the bed. Because jumping out of the window means that you just don't want to be in this awkward situation, right? So you don't want to face up to the husband. But it's not that you're feeling guilty and you actually slept with his wife and now he's going to know who did it. No. So you jump out of the window. You know that he sees who you are. But okay, so he'll know who I am, but at least I don't have to deal with this impossible situation. Masha Inken, if he had really been sleeping with the guy's wife, he doesn't want the person to know anything about it that he's there. So the very fact that he allows the situation to develop, it's an amazing psychological insight. The very fact that he allows the situation to evolve in this fashion so that he just jumps for it is an indication that the main issue that he's facing is awkwardness as opposed to guilt. And therefore, he didn't hide. He jumped. Wow. Amazing. Okay. So if he had actually slept with her, Irchusi Avimirchas, he would have hidden under the bed. Now, there was another Maisa. Now, obviously, it's talking about that there was an option to hide. I mean, that's a given. How who know if the Olagabeahi Indita? There was a guy who was an adulterer. Her husband comes home, and this guy jumps up, and he hides in the curtains. They used to use curtains at the front entry, and they would pull open. These were thick curtains, so he hid behind those curtains so that the husband wouldn't see him. And in the room, there were Havimachtan Tachle Taman Vetaminun Chivya. There was this vegetable, the Tachle, remember, it's some watercress, I think it's generally translated. And a snake, a poisonous snake, had been chewing on that stuff. And it's possible that we have to be chayshesh, that it left poison that would have killed the husband if he had had any of it. So the guy who has no idea that that happened, the husband, he wants to take a bit of that and chew on it. So boy his wife didn't know that he was going to eat it. And only this guy who was hiding behind the curtain, he was the one that knew. And he shouts out, don't eat that. Who's that? Well, don't eat that. A snake had some of it. So, okay. So this is a very kind adulterer who saved the husband's life. So, So Rava says, well, then his wife is muteret. Because if he really had been sleeping with her, he would have been very happy for the husband to drop dead. And then he could simply go, and nobody would know the better. He could go and marry this woman. You see, as Yechezkel points out, that in those days, if people would be screwing around, they wouldn't mind murdering either. So, okay, I mean, we're not going to say he's a murderer, but he's certainly not going to expose himself by saving the husband's life when he has an opportunity to finally get rid of the husband through no fault of his own. Right? Says the Gemara, well, yeah, I mean, obviously, pshita. But I need a pasuk. No, because ma'odatema yisura avar, I might have thought that just the opposite. Actually, this guy had been sleeping with his wife. So why did he want the husband to survive? Ah, because it's more fun to sleep with a wife when the husband may come in at any moment than it is to actually marry this woman and then get sick of her yourself, right? So because of that, I would have thought the nechalei de lo lemutbal, he would prefer that the husband wouldn't die because that'll be the end of his relationship. Now, it's all over. No more fun. Because in order to tahavi into teyeluya, in order that the woman should be mayim genuvim yimtaku, he wants this woman to taste like something special. V'lechem sitarim yinam. It's so much more pleasant to be able to be naughty. Therefore, kamash malam, that this guy is not, as Tosa says, he doesn't really know. He doesn't realize that the only thing that's pushing him is the fact that she's asura. He thinks he loves her. And he thinks if he could only have a life with this woman, little does he realize that a week after he has a life with this woman, he'd want to kill her. So therefore, you can't use this svara of Lechem Storim Yin'am. And this closes our Masechet Nedarim with the same sugya that we had today in Sota. Hadron Alach Ve'elu Nedarim Ve'slikalu Masechet Nedarim. Baruch Hashem. Hadron Alach Masechet Nedarim Ve'adra Galon. Daitan Allah Mesechan Nedarim, Daitan Allah Nedarim, Nashemin Allah Mesechan Nedarim, Lotin Nashemin and Loba Amadein, Loba Amadati, Hadron Allah Mesechan Nedarim, Adra Halan. Daitan Allah Mesechan Nedarim, Daitan Allah Nedarim, Nashemin Allah Mesechan Nedarim, Lotin Nashemin and Loba Amadein, Loba Amadati. Hadron Allah Mesechan Nedarim, Adra Halan, Daitan Allah Mesechan Nedarim, Daitan Allah Nedarim, Nashemin Allah Mesechan Nedarim, Lotin Nashemin and Loba Amadein, Loba Amadati. Yiratzom lefanech, Adina Eloina, Velo Yavotena, Shitei Toratech, Almunatenu, Bolamazer, Utei Imon, Ula Olam Abba, Chanina bar papa Rami bar papa Nachman bar papa Choy bar papa Momori bar papa Raphim bar papa Rakish bar papa Surah bar papa Adam Ada bar papa Daro bar papa Harev Nadu Neiloenu Estivrei Terosech Abefinu Befios Am Chabes Yisrael V'niyeh Kolonu Anachnu V'tzetzeinu V'tzetzei Am Chabes Yisrael Kolonu Yode Ishemech Chavolom Dei Torah Techa Lishma Mi'oivai Techa Kameini Mitzvot Techa Kili Olam Ili Yihili Bitamim B'chukecha Loman Lo Evosh Leolam Lo Eshkach Pikudecha Kibom Chitani Baruch atu Adonai, lamedeni chukecha, modim anachnu lefanech Adonai Eloheinu ve'lo yavotenu, ששמתה חלקנו מיושבי בית המדרש, ולא שמתה חלקנו מיושבי קרנות, שאנו משכימים והם משכימים, אנו משכימים לדברי תורה, והם משכימים לדברים בתהילים, אנו עמלים והם עמלים, אנו עמלים ומקבלים שכר, והם עמלים ואינם מקבלים שכר, אנו רצים והם רצים, אנו רצים לחיי עולם הבא, והם רצים לבאר שחת, שנאמר ואתה אלוהים תורידם לבאר שחת, אנשי דמים ומרמה לא יחצו ימיהם, ואני אפתח בך, יהי רצון פניך לאדוני אלוהינו, כשם שעזרתנו לסיים מסכת נדרים, כן תעזרנו להתחיל מסכתות וספרים אחרים ולסיימם, ללמוד וללמד, לשמור ולעשות ולקיים את כל דברי תלמוד תורתך באהבה, וזכות כל התנאים והמוראים ותלמידי חכמים יעמוד לנו לזרענו, שלא תמוש התורה מפינו מפי זרענו וזרע זרענו עד עולם, ותתקיים בנו בהתהלך תנחה אותך, בשורבך תשמור עליך, והקיצות היא תשיחך, כי וירבו ימיך ויוסיפו לך שנות חיים, אורך ימים במינה, בשמאלה עושר וכבוד, אדוני עוז לעמו ייתן, אדוני יבורך את עמו והשלום, יתקדל ויתקדש מרבו, ויולם עדו עתיד להתחדת ולך ימיתה ולעסק יתון לך ילמה למבנה קרתת ירושלם ולשח לו להיכלו בגבי למקר פוחנו נוחרו מן הערב לטה ופוחנו דשמי עליית רי וימליך קודש ובריך ובמלכותי ויקרי ויצמח פורקני ויקרי משיחי בחיי חון וביומי חון וחיי דכו בית ישראל בעגלה ובזמן קריב אמרו אמן יהי שמי רבו מבורך לעולם לעולמי עולם היה יתברך וישתבח ויתברך ויתרומם ויתנשא ויתהדר ויתעלה ויתעלה על שמי דקודשה בריחו ואילה מנקו ברכתה ושירתה תושבחתה ודחמתה ואמירם דיומה ואמרו אמן על ישראל ועל רבנן ועל תמידיון ועל כל תמידי תמידיון ועל קומנדי עוסקים מיורייתא דמיית רק קדישה דין ודיווכל אתר ויתר יהיה להון וכון שלום הרב החימה וכיסת ברח מן וחיין הריחן בזוני רביחי ופור קנה בן קדום אבוהן דבישמיה ואמרו אמן יהיה שלום הרב מן שמיה וחיים עלינו ועל כל ישראל ואמרו אמן עושה שלום במרומיו ויעשה שלום עלינו ועל כל ישראל ואמרו אמן סימנתי ומזלתי ומזלתי וסימנתי Simentai, Mazotai, Mazotai, Simentai, Simentai, Mazotai, Mazotai, Simentai, yeah, hey, Lord, woo! Yeah, hey, Lord, yeah, hey, Lord, oh, the call is right. What can I tell you? I think we have more fun over our Zoom Siyum than most Batei Knesset have in their ones in person. So nice to be together.
Where's the bagel deluxe? Where's the whiskey? No worries.